Turn again, please, to Romans chapter 1. Look again with me at verse 17 of Romans chapter 1. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. That's what I want to preach about at the close of our service today. The just shall live by faith, or the biblical doctrine of justification by faith. Let's bow in prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider God's truth today. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious word. We thank thee for the teaching of this tremendous text of Scripture. The just shall live by faith. And O God, as we come to consider thy word today, we pray that you would fill us with thy gracious Holy Spirit and help us, Lord, only to say those things that will be pleasing to thee. Our prayer is, Lord, that everyone gathered in this meeting will be justified before thee, that they will know peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And, O God, I pray for those in this meeting who are still strangers to grace and to God, that even this would be the day when you would reveal unto them their great need of God's salvation. We pray, Lord, that you would enlighten their hearts and their minds. We pray, O God, that you would speak to them. We know that salvation is of the Lord. Therefore, Lord, we come to thee and we cry unto thee. Reach down and pluck brands from the burning. We pray, Lord, that you would bless your own people. And, O God, as we see again what Christ has done for us, O God, we pray that you would help us to leave God's house today rejoicing in the Lord, praising the Lord for his great mercy to us. So to this end, I pray that you would hide man far behind the cross, that none would be seen save Jesus only. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. What does justification mean? Well, justification means having your sins forgiven. If someone is justified before God, it means that all of their sins are forgiven. But justification means far more than having your sins forgiven. Justification means to be cleared of all blame and to be set free from every charge of sin. And that is what happens to every sinner who puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only do they receive forgiveness for all of their sins, but they are declared righteous before God through Christ. In other words, after a person is converted, when God looks upon them, instead of seeing the sinful nature that they were born with, he sees the righteousness of Christ which has been imputed to them. Therefore, God declares the saved sinner justified in his sight, just as if they had never sinned. In an earthly court, a judge cannot both forgive a man and justify him at the same time. For if the judge forgives him, then the man must be guilty, and therefore he cannot be justified. On the other hand, if the judge justifies the man, in other words, finds him innocent, then the man does not need forgiveness. God, however, in this act of justification, undertakes both to forgive the sin and to justify the sinner. That is, to forgive the guilty and condemned sinner and to place him in a new position where there is no charge against him at all. In other words, every trace of the ungodly man's sin is wiped out and he stands sinless before God through Christ. That, men and women, is the meaning of the biblical doctrine of justification. And every person that is saved by the grace of God is justified before God in this way. It's not a tremendous doctrine. It's not a tremendous truth. The Shorter Catechism asks the question, what is justification? Then it gives the answer. Justification is an act of God's free grace, whereby he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. Is it any wonder that the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Therefore, the question that I want to ask you today is this. Are you justified? Do you know anything of having your sins forgiven? Have you been made righteous before God through Jesus Christ? This was the great doctrine, of course, that opened the eyes of the Protestant reformers in the days of the Reformation. This was the great doctrine that enlightened Martin Luther to the truth of salvation in Christ. And my prayer today is that if you know nothing of justification, if you are not justified in the sight of God, that even this Lord's Day, that you will come and make peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because although you may have come into God's house today a sinner on your way to hell, praise God, you can leave God's house today a saint on your way to heaven, and you can leave God's house as one who is justified in his sight. Our text says, the just shall live by faith. As we come to consider this text and look at this subject today, there's a number of things, very simply, that I want you to notice. I pray that the message will encourage God's saints. And I pray that the message will speak to the hearts of those in the meeting today without Christ. My prayer is that God will take his word and write it upon your heart and upon your soul. First of all, I want you to notice the author of justification. Turn over in your Bible for a moment to Romans chapter 8. God is the author of justification. He is the one who planned it, and he is the only one who can perform it in the life of the sinner. God and God alone is the only person who can clear the guilty and justify the sinner. God is the only one who can forgive sins. Now, it's very important that you understand that. We read in Romans 8, verse 33, underline the verse, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Underline those words. It is God that justifieth. The act of justification cannot be performed by a minister. It cannot be performed by a priest. It cannot be performed by a preacher or by a pope, or even by angels in heaven. It can only be performed by the God of heaven. In Romans 3 verse 26, Paul said this, God is the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. And child of God, how this ought to encourage our hearts today. Just to think that man has got nothing to do with salvation. Our spiritual blessings, including this great act of justification, has come down from the Father above, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. What great confidence and assurance and hope this truth should give to every redeemed child of God in this house today. What we have in salvation, what we have in redemption, what we have in justification, what we have in sanctification, has been given to us by the God of heaven. And praise the Lord, we will never stand before God and give an account of our sins, those of us who are saved, because as far as God is concerned, we have no sins. Those of us who are born again of the Spirit of God, our sins that our past, our sins present, our sins future have all been forgiven, and today and forever we will stand before God as those who are righteous through Jesus Christ. My friend, if you're found in this meeting today and you're not saved, praise God, you too can know this wonderful salvation. You too can have your sins forgiven. You too can be cleansed from your iniquity. You too can be justified in God's sight. But remember this, it's only God who can justify. I can't forgive you for your sins. No one else can forgive you for your sins. Only God. I love that old hymn which says, "What though the accuser roar of ills that I have done, I know them well and thousands more, Jehovah findeth none. Bless, bless the conqueror slain by divine decree, who lived, who died, who lives again, for thee, his saint, for thee." Because God is the author of justification. When eternity and the day of judgment comes, no one, not even the devil in hell, will be able to bring a charge against God's people. Isn't that tremendous? This is the great blessing of justification. This is the great blessing of God's salvation in Jesus Christ. My friend, maybe you've come into this service today with a heavy burden of sin. But let me say to you, on the authority of the book, that you can have your sins forgiven today, cleansed and washed away. Praise God, as far as the east is from the west, so far will he remove your transgressions from you. God will forgive you for your sins. But remember this, he is the only one who will forgive you for your sins. He is the only one who can prepare you for heaven. He's the only one who can make you right for glory. He's the only one who can take away your transgressions and your iniquities, because he is the author of justification. Now, there's something else I want you to notice. Turn over to Romans chapter 3 for a moment. I want you to notice the principle of justification. Not only the author of justification, but the principle of justification. The principle of justification is grace. Grace. Look at Romans 3, verse 24. "Being justified freely by his grace," underline it, "through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." This means that the sinner is justified without any merit on his part. The word "freely" here denotes that there is nothing in the sinner that deserves salvation, and no means whereby he can earn it by his own self-righteousness or good works. The Word of God makes it clear that no one is justified by his own effort or works. There is nothing that the sinner can do to appease the wrath of God. Now, it's very important, again, that you understand that, because many people today believe that they can work their way to heaven. And there are those, and they genuinely believe that if they have more good works than bad works on the day of judgment, that God will bring them into heaven and forgive all their sins. But this is totally untrue and totally unscriptural and totally blasphemous. No good works of ours, no good resolutions can justify us or contribute one little bit to our justification. It is only by the grace of God that hell-deserving sinners are able to stand before a holy God, cleansed from their sin and justified from their iniquity. Romans 3, verse 20 says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight." Galatians 2, verse 16 says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." But rather, Titus 3, verse 7 says, that being justified by his grace. I underline it. Titus 3, verse 7. "Being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Here's the great principle of justification. Grace and grace alone. Isn't that what the Bible says? For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, the hymn writer penned it well when he wrote those words. Saved by grace alone. That is all my plea. Jesus died for sinful men, and Jesus died for me. What is the grace of God? The grace of God is the free and undeserved love and favor of God. God showing his love and favor towards those who did not and do not deserve it. And every one of us who are saved and have received justification from the hand of God do not deserve it. We did not merit it. But God in his grace set his love upon us and has justified us freely by his matchless grace. You know, that's the reason why the publican in Luke chapter 18 went down to his house justified from the temple rather than the Pharisee. I'm sure you are familiar with the parable. Because while the Pharisee pleaded for mercy on the principle of his good works, the old sinful publican pleaded for mercy on the principle of God's grace. And when you read the parable, you'll read how the publican, falling on his face before God, he prayed, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Why did he pray that? Because he knew that he did not deserve mercy. He did not deserve grace. He did not deserve God's love. He knew that if he was ever going to be justified in God's sight, he was going to have to receive God's grace. Sinner, let me tell you today, if you're ever going to stand before God justified, with all your sins forgiven, if you're ever going to stand before God as one who is righteous in his sight, then it is only going to be by the grace of God, not because of anything that you have done. Not have I gotten but what I received. Grace has bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. And maybe there's someone here today and you think that you're going to merit God's salvation by your good works. You believe that you're going to be justified because of something that you have done, because of your good deeds. My friend, you're living in cloud cuckoo land. It's a false doctrine. And that's why we reject popery. That's why we reject modern Protestantism, Protestant theology, because it teaches that salvation can be gained by good works. You cannot be saved by good works. And you cannot be justified in God's sight by good works. The principle is grace. Grace and grace alone. The author is God and God alone. What about the ground of justification? The grounds of justification. Turn over to Romans chapter 5. The ground of justification is the precious blood of Christ. A holy God must have a righteous basis on which to justify sinners. And that righteous basis is found in the blood of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed on Calvary's cross. The precious blood of Christ is the only ground whereby God can justify sinners in his sight. There is nothing that sinful man can do to atone for his sins. God's law demands that the sinner must die. But God so loved us that through the death of his Son, who took our place upon the cross and shed his blood for our sins, we may by his blood be justified in God's sight. Therefore, all the righteous demands of the law against the sinner have been fully met, and all the claims of God's holiness have been satisfied through the blood of the Lamb. Because of the blood that Christ shed upon the cross, God will justify the sinner and cleanse the sinner from all their sins. Look at Romans 5 verse 9. Underline it in your Bible. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Why, can you see there the importance of the blood of the Lamb? That's why the Lord Jesus Christ had to shed his blood upon the cross. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And of course, that's the reason why the Savior had to die upon Calvary's middle tree, upon Golgotha, to shed his precious blood for your sins and for my sins. And because the Lord Jesus Christ has shed his blood upon the cross and finished the work of man's redemption, you and I, as sinners, can be justified in God's sight. That's why the blood of Christ had to be presented in heaven on our behalf. I believe, personally, after the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross and shed his blood, he took that blood and brought it back to heaven and presented it upon the mercy seat in heaven. I believe that's what Hebrews 9 verse 12 teaches. With his own blood he entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And Romans 9 verse 24 clearly teaches that that holy place that Christ entered into was heaven. And you'll notice there the text I read out in verse 12 of Hebrews 9, that with his blood, he took his blood into the holy place. And he entered into that holy place. And he presented that blood. Praise God, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And I believe that that blood is still literally upon the mercy seat in heaven. And it crieth better things than that of Abel's. Oh, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. My friend, I needed to be justified, just as you need to be justified. I needed my sins forgiven, just as you need your sins forgiven. It's only on the basis of the finished work of Christ upon the cross, only on the basis of the blood, will God justify the sinner in his sight. Here we have the grounds of justification. Only on the grounds of the shed blood of Christ will God justify us. God will only forgive us for our sins through the blood. The hymn writer penned it well when he wrote those words, "I am redeemed, O praise the Lord. My soul from bondage free has found at last a resting place in him who died for me. I looked and lo, from Calvary's cross a healing fountain streamed. It cleansed my heart and now I sing, praise God, I am redeemed. The debt is paid, my soul is free, and by his mighty power the blood that washed my sins away still cleanseth every hour. Oh, glory be to Jesus' name. I know that he is mine, for on my heart the Spirit seals his pledge of love divine. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. I'll sing it o'er and o'er. I am redeemed, oh praise the Lord. Redeemed forevermore." Isn't it wonderful that we can meet in God's house today with such confidence, knowing that our sins are forgiven, those of us who are saved, knowing that our sins are forgiven. My friend, that's what the Bible teaches. All those who are justified in his sight, all their sins are forgiven. Isn't that tremendous? Isn't that a blessing? The author of justification is God. The principle of justification is grace. The grounds of justification is the blood of Christ. But notice the condition of justification. Look again with me there at Romans chapter 3. The condition of justification is faith. The one human condition for being justified is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. Listen to this. Faith alone in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross is the condition whereby the sinner can be justified. Faith alone in the Word of God. Faith alone in the promises of God. Faith alone in the God of heaven. Faith alone in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 3 verse 22. The righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. Now underline that last little phrase. Unto all and upon all them that believe. Take a look at verse 28 of Romans 3. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And of course we're all familiar with that tremendous text in Romans 5 verse 1. Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is how Abraham was saved and justified. Take a look at Romans chapter 4. Some people would try to tell us that Abraham was saved differently than you and I. Well, my friend, that's not what the Bible teaches. There's only one way to be saved, and there's only one way to be justified, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. The only difference in Abraham and you and I today is this, that Abraham looked forward by faith to the day Christ would die for his sins. We look back by faith, considering what the Savior has done for us upon the cross. But Abraham was saved through faith in God's Messiah. Look what it says in Romans 4, verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God. Underline it in your Bible. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith, underline it, my friend, his faith is counted for righteousness. His faith. Here we have the condition for justification. You say to me, how can I be saved? You say to me, how can I be justified before God? You say to me, how can I have my sins forgiven? How can I know peace with God? How can I know that I have a home in heaven? How can I know that I'll never be in hell? Come to Christ by faith. Not by works. By faith. Not offering up the works of your hands to God, but coming as a sinner and confessing your sin, acknowledging your sin, and crying unto God by faith, trusting in Jesus Christ alone to save you. Is not what the jailer cried out, what must I do to be saved? In other words, he was saying, what must I do to be justified? What must I do to have my sins forgiven? You remember what Paul said. He said, believe, faith, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. My friend, have you ever come in simple, childlike faith and believed on the Lord Jesus as your Savior? I mentioned Martin Luther in my introduction there. I'm sure you're all aware that Martin Luther was a monk in the Roman Catholic Church. And for years he tried to work his way to heaven, doing penance, doing masses, whipping himself, going through all the ritual of the church. But no matter what Martin Luther did, he could never have peace in his heart. He could never have peace in his mind. He could never have peace in his soul. He could never have the assurance of salvation. And this tormented him. Until one day he was reading God's word. And he read this verse. The just shall live by faith. And for the first time in his life it dawned on him. That salvation was by faith alone. And that day he put his faith in Christ. And he was gloriously saved. Now it meant he had to turn away from Rome. And he had to turn away from popery. And he had to turn away from the doctrines of Catholicism. But that day he did. Because his eyes were opened to see the simple truth of the gospel. That salvation is not by works, but by faith. Salvation is not what we do, but it's because of what he has done upon the cross of Calvary. Oh, my friend, that you would only see the truth of that great doctrine today. It's not what you do that gets you to heaven. It's what Christ has done. That's going to get you to heaven. It's not through you working and doing good and seeking to live an upright, self-righteous life that's going to get you into heaven. It's on the basis of the finished work of Calvary. And it's just coming in simple faith and trusting in what Jesus has done for you. We sang that lovely hymn, "My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds for me shall plead. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, that he died for me. That he died for me." Oh, child of God, doesn't it warm your heart today as we leave God's house on this 12th of July? Isn't it wonderful to know that the just shall live by faith? The just shall live by faith. What about the results of justification? Well, we have mentioned many of them already. But let me just list them to you very quickly, at least some of them, for we wouldn't have time to list them all. Peace with God. Access unto the Father. The love of God is in our hearts. The Holy Ghost dwelling within us. The joy of God filling our lives. A home in heaven, which no one can take away from us. Never to be in hell. Forgiveness of sins. Reconciliation with God through Jesus Christ. My friend, these are some of the results of justification. An assurance that you're going to heaven. Now, are you justified today? Has your sins been forgiven? Do you stand as one who is righteous before God through Christ? Are you depending upon what Jesus has done and what Jesus has done alone for your eternal salvation? My friend, that's why the Christian has this confidence and assurance that someday they're going to be in heaven for all eternity. Because the one who justifies us sanctifies us, and the one who sanctifies us will glorify us. I'm sure of heaven, as if I was already there. Why, preacher, how can you be so confident? Are you not cocky? Are you not overconfident? No. I'm confident. Not because of what I have done, not because I deserve salvation, not because of some good in me, but because of him who died and rose again. Because he has promised to give all those who are justified everlasting life. My confidence is based upon the promise of Christ in his word. It's not tremendous. These things have I written unto you that believe, by faith believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye may know. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. That's something that a church can't give you. That's something that a minister or a priest can't give you. That's something that religion can't give you. But it's something that God will impart upon all men who come by faith and trust Christ as their Savior. The just shall live by faith.